welcome to the Mum Style Business Podcast. I'm your host, Annalise Warne, a marketing agency CEO, business strategist, digital marketing mentor, wife, and mama of four little ones. Now here, we combine ambition and motherhood and well-being. And we help you leverage the skills you already have to build a flexible business that gets you both the income and the freedom that you started it to achieve. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational and successful women in business, as well as practical marketing strategies and tips that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Mum Style Business Podcast. Today, what we are talking about is what this podcast is actually about, being a mum style CEO. So I started this podcast and almost 100 episodes ago now. And really it was to help inspire other women who were thinking about doing their own thing, to show them examples of women doing their own thing in their career, in their business, to show them that it was possible and show that different ways that you can make that happen, different lessons I was learning, all of that. As my own journey has evolved, this is year six for me in business. So this is year six. And what that now means for me is a little different to what it meant back then, now that I have made all of the mistakes that I've made and tried all the things that I've tried. And so I really wanted to talk about that word CEO, because I know that not many of you, when I have asked, actually identify with CEO. You think of this massive skyrise building and some white dude hanging out in a massive office, and that's the CEO, wearing the suit and all of that. And that's not what mum style CEO is. That's not what it has to be. CEO just means that the buck stops with you, that you are the driver, you are the visionary, you are responsible for what your business actually looks like. And so when we are doing that in a way that, and really it's a play on words, right? The lifestyle CEO and mum style CEO. So lifestyle CEO means that lifestyle is the most important thing to you and everything is built around that. And we're not letting the business overtake everything else. So if you have listened to, I'm not sure if it was last week or the week before, the episode on boundaries, that we are putting ourselves in first. And so being a mum style CEO means that we are simultaneously pursuing ambition, motherhood, and well-being. And so those three things in conjunction, not kind of competing with one another, but being integrated, and that being who we are being, and what our life actually looks like, is it has all of those components in it: ambition, motherhood, and well-being. We don't have to choose. You do not have to choose. And by making the decision to pursue ambition does not make you any worse, it does not detract from you being a fantastic mother. And it does not have to detract from you looking after yourself and having well-being in other areas of your life. Just because you are pursuing ambition and that is important to you does not mean that you cannot have an amazing, sexy, fun relationship with your partner. It doesn't mean that you are taking time away from your kids and that has to then detract from that relationship. Everything should work together and build on each other to make for a more rich quality experience of life. So for me, if I was not pursuing my ambitions in the business, not only would I not have the financial and time freedom that I have, but I would not be fulfilled. And so then I would be less of a happy person and therefore less of a good mother. So I think that without my business, I wouldn't be as good a mother as I am with my business, because I'm filling up my cup in a different way than my children and my husband and my friends cannot do for me. I think my purpose for being on the planet is tied to what I'm doing in my business, empowering women, helping, you know, businesses succeed, helping change the perception of wealth and success and all of that. I think that is tied to my purpose for being on the planet. And if I wasn't pursuing that, I wouldn't feel like me, and therefore I could not show up in my relationships with my family as my full self. And I wouldn't bring everything I'm bringing to the table. Therefore, I would not be doing as good a job as a mother. That's my opinion for me. And if you feel called to run your own business, then I suspect that something similar may be true for you. And so think about how it is that you can pursue ambition, motherhood, and well-being simultaneously. And I'm going to go through a few steps about of things that we can do or things that we need to be thinking about as we are walking in this, so as not to get unbalanced, because it can be, you know, and I'm not going to say not get unbalanced, you're going to get unbalanced, but to course correct and be thinking about how you were feeling each step of the way as you go. So the number one thing we need to do if we are going to successfully navigate this journey of ambition, motherhood, and well-being is decide what success means to you. What does success actually mean to you? How do you know when you are doing a good job? What does that look like? What does that mean? And document that, write it down, figure it out, really figure out what does success mean to you. And I'm not talking about, you know, what are your business goals and will you ever reach them? Because as long as you're in business, you're probably going to set bigger goals. And that's fine. I don't mean like success is necessarily a monetary figure. But maybe success is that, you know, you are only showing up for work like in person a couple of days a week and you have a team doing the work, or you are, you know, impacting a certain amount of lives, or you are, you have a certain amount of income so that you know that you can do all the things that you want to do. So what does success actually mean to you? For me, success is having the time and financial freedom to do the things that I want to do. So when I mean that, do what I want to do, it means spend my days how I want to spend my days, be able to structure them the way I want to structure them, do the things in my business that I love to do. It means that I can send my kids to the school I want to send them to. It means we can go on the holidays that we want to go to. It means that we can eat the food that we want to eat. It means all those little things that I didn't have a lot of the time when I was growing up. And so that was, money was a stress for us a lot of the time. I was one of four with a single mother, and that in that environment, we struggled. She really struggled. And so I don't want to have that. And that's what success looks like for me, is being able to choose how I spend my days and not being worried about money. That is what success means to me. And that is going, how I want to spend my days is going to change according to the day. It's going to change according to the projects I'm working on. It's going to change according to the ages that my kids are, the time of year, all of that. And so that's why that boundary, that quite broad definition for me is what it is. And at the moment, that means I work like 3 to 4 days a week, and I'm not working nights, and I'm, you know, like all of those things that now I'm happy with is how I'm spending my days right now. And that can change at any moment, because guess what? I'm a CEO. And so you get to choose for you and your business. What do you actually want? So decide what success means to you. And what does time and financial freedom mean to you as well? Because we all started our business pretty much for time and financial freedom. And what does that actually mean to you? How much money do you need to make? What kind of time do you want to be spending in your business and not spending in your business? And make sure that you think about those things in terms of success, what feels good for you, and what feels good for you right now is fine. It may not look like that in 6 months. It may not look like that in 2 weeks, but what does that actually mean to you? And where are you actually going? What is going to make you feel like good in your business? What is going to make you feel like you're making progress, like you are achieving? What does, when you're saying ambition, what are you ambitious towards? What is that thing that you want to get to? And so having that as a big, you know, the flag in the top of the mountain, in terms of our business structure, I want $1 million business. The reason I want $1 million business is not because it's $1 million, but because of the statistics around women CEOs achieving having a seven-figure business and breaking that mold and being a part of that, the movement of women really stepping into that and showing my children and giving that example for them, that is important to me. And the impact that we can have as an organization at that seven-figure mark in terms of how many businesses I can help to grow and the impact that they are having, because a lot of what the work that we're doing is transformational kind of stuff, and it's small businesses. That means it's families, and it's families that are heart-centered and they want to give back, and the world benefits so much from that type of growth. So that for me is like the flag in the top of the mountain for now, as we're working towards that. And that's really exciting for me. And so that's what I'm working to achieve, but within the boundaries of that success, meaning that time and freedom. I'm not going to work 20 hours a day to achieve that, because then that is not success for me, even if I achieve that in a year rather than maybe 5 years. So really think about what success means to you and what that means in terms of time and financial freedom. Now, once we've determined like the boundaries, right? The boundaries and the path, we know the pathway. We need to make sure that we are putting ourselves first. So although we're talking about being a mum style CEO, we are not putting our family first. And hear me when I say that, if you put your family first, you are not going to be able to do that forever. You have to put you first. You have to strengthen yourself so that you have to fill that cup up so that you can pour it out. And that's so cliche, right? But it is so true. You cannot pour out from an empty cup. If you are sick, then you are going to be in bed. You are not giving anything to anyone. So you cannot just continue to pour out without taking the pause to fill yourself back up. So think about, and it's coming back to that ambition, motherhood, and well-being, right? There's no point doing the ambition and the motherhood part if you're not looking after yourself, right? And so you're not going to be able to do that. And there's a saying that I come back to all the time, and I can never remember where I first heard this from, but think about the racehorse, the million-dollar racehorse, right? The racehorse is the foundation, is the thing that is doing all the things. It's the one who's running the race. And they don't just work the racehorse 24 hours a day. The racehorse is fed proper nutrition. It is rested. It is properly exercised. It is properly trained. It's looked after. The racehorse is looked after because the racehorse is the foundation for the entire business, the entire everything, right? And so you are that racehorse. You are often the women, and I know that I'm being super stereotypical here, but I can only speak for myself and my clients. And a lot of the time, us as the woman, us as the mother, we are that pillar, the center of the family. We are the ones that are making many of the decisions in the home. We're choosing, where kids are going to school. We're choosing what we're eating. We're choosing where we're going. We have a lot of that mental load a lot of the time. The mother is the driver of that, and that is you. And if that's not the case in your family, well, that's fine. That's great. You're still going to be really important, and it's going to be you and your partner that are there together. And so you need strengthening. If that pillar isn't strong, then that everything on top of that pillar is not going to stay up there because the pillar is going to crumble. So thinking about putting you first is super, super important. The next thing that I want to talk about is having clear goals, but within the boundaries of allowing for and valuing and appreciating slow progress. Now, this one for me was a little hard to learn because when we decided to really push on our agency, and I did this course, and I was alongside other agency owners, and a lot of them were like young 20 something guys, no families, like they could spend 18 hours a day trying to like building their business, and a lot of them grew to $20,000, $30,000 months really quickly. And what that meant was that there was me with my three children, one of whom was like, I think less than one, going like, oh, like really comparing myself to where we started together and where a couple of months in they were and where I was, and having to reassess and go, oh, hang on, no, I only wanted to work 3 days a week. I'm building this business for these reasons, and they're building like their goals and their reasons for doing things that are different, and their goals are different, and they want massive teams of 30 people and all of that. They want an office, and I don't actually want that. And so really getting clear on my goals and appreciating the progress that I had, even though it was slower than that, and it was going to be more sustainable for me, and really appreciating and valuing that. Because if we're going to be a Mumstyle CEO, if we are going to simultaneously pursue ambition, motherhood, well-being, then you might get where you are going slower than you might have gotten if you weren't thinking about the well-being side, or you weren't thinking about the motherhood side. If you were just pursuing ambition, then you might get there faster, but it's not sustainable, and it's probably not what you want if you're listening to this podcast. So if you are listening to this and you do want to pursue ambition, motherhood, and well-being, you may have slower progress than other people who aren't on that path. But for me, it is about the quality, because this is this is life, right? Every day is life. And that's what I had to kind of tell myself, was that I only wanted to work 3 days a week. And I wanted to be able to, you know, I'm building this so that I can work part-time and I can take Wednesdays off and go, you know, spend it with my family and go to the park with the kids. And yeah, the business might not be where I want it to be financially yet, but I can actually still do those things within the boundaries that I already have, within the financial stuff that I already have, with the team that I already have. I can take a Wednesday off, and I don't have as much disposable income, or I don't have as big a team as I am aiming to have. But when I was in that phase, it was really going, I can still actually, we still live by the beach. I still have a 3-day work week. I can still take time off. I can still do like all of these things. And realizing that the journey of getting there is just as important or more important than the actual destination itself, and really enjoying the process of learning and the process of growing, and actually truly enjoying it, not just tolerating it, not just kind of holding my breath until I like got to the finish line, but actually like breathing in deeply now and enjoying this stage and living life as I wanted to live life the entire time, rather than sacrificing certain things, or rather than, you know, waiting until I got the business to a certain point to have Wednesdays off, but enjoying time with Wednesdays off while I had a tiny baby, so that I could enjoy the tiny baby, because the baby is not going to be a baby forever. And so if you have young children and you are building a business, then, and your priority is to spend more time with them, then do that now. And it doesn't matter if your business grows slower, as long as your business is doing, you know, the things that you need it to do, then you're bringing the money in you need to bring in, then enjoy that slow progress, enjoy it. And that's why I advocate for people starting their business as a side hustle and not just quitting the job and going all in, because then it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure to have to then commit to that. You don't know what's working properly yet. And a lot of the time it's not sustainable. It can really promote these feelings of, you know, of dread then whenever you think about your business. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today, in terms of what does it mean to be a mum style CEO. It means that we are pursuing ambition and motherhood and well-being simultaneously. It means that you get to decide what success means to you, just you, not like thinking about what other people expect of you or what other people are doing, but what does success mean for you? What does time and financial freedom mean to you? What does that actually look like? Putting ourselves first, putting you first, not your family first, you first, so that you can pour out and be everything you want to be to everyone you want to be it to. Valuing slow progress and sustainable growth. And yes, setting clear goals within that, but not pursuing that ambition to, you know, the detriment of all else, but really enjoying the journey and not comparing yourself to others, not comparing yourself to others in your space, others in your circle, other friends, other, you know, your mentor, whoever that is, not comparing yourself, but running your own race and really enjoying that journey. So that's what it means to me to be a mom style CEO. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. I'd love to hear what being a mom style CEO means to you. I'd love to hear what pursuing ambition, motherhood, and well-being simultaneously means to you. What success means to you? Tell me. This is why I do this. I love to chat with you. And so let me know. Let me know what you're feeling about this. Let me know what your journey looks like. I'm excited to chat with you. All right. Thanks, everybody. I will see you next week.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Mum Style Business Podcast. Two things you should know. First, come and join the party. I'm live with free marketing training inside the Social Marketing Method Facebook group every single week. This is where you can ask questions and get the answers that you need to simplify your strategy and amplify your income. Go to annalisewarn.com/group and join and network there with incredible women, an incredible community of like-minded business owners. Now, second, if you have got any value from this episode, please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts and share it out on your socials. Your support helps us to reach more women in business and inspire them to increase our impact in the world. So thank you, thank you, thank you, and I will see you next week.